Can you talk a little bit about blinatumomab and how it works and what your clinical experience is with it?
So blinatumomab is a bispecific CD3 and CD19 engaging antibody. Essentially, what it does is it acts as a bridge between CD3 expressing T cells and CD19 expressing leukemic blasts. It also activates the T cells. So when they see the target, they start attacking the leukemic cells and essentially an immune-based strategy against leukemic cells. Initially, it was developed in the minimal or measurable residual disease setting by the German group, and it's very effective in that setting. In a formal phase 2 trial, it converted 80% of patients who were minimal residual disease positive to MRD negative. And based on that, it has been approved for measurable residual disease by the FDA. It was also evaluated in a randomized study in the relapse setting and was superior to standard chemotherapy. So it's also approved for the relapsed ALL setting. How we use it is, as I mentioned, we are trying to incorporate these all into the upfront setting. Initially, we are doing this in the older population, elderly, so they get mini CVD, which is essentially low doses of chemotherapy, plus inotuzumab. And once they achieve a remission, they get blinatumomab, essentially to mop up any residual disease. And with that, we are getting very successful outcomes.